Well, back in the garden, we're landing now at Mr. Greg Peterson's Urban Farm, nestled in pretty much central Phoenix, central as you can probably get.
Yep, near the 51 and Bethany Home.
Excellent. And you've been there on the Urban Farm for 30?
Not quite. I'm right behind you guys. Okay. You guys, you're in your 29th year this year. I'm in my 28th year doing the Urban Farm. Let me a little bit about the Urban Farm. It's a third of an acre. It's built in 1948. A third of an acre is 80 feet wide and 160 feet deep with a house in the middle of it. And basically what I've done is I've landscaped the yard edible. And then I show it off. We do tours and classes and all kinds of great stuff like that to get people growing their own food.
And occasionally you have like the Great American Seed Up, and you'll have your fruit tree program coming up in the springtime. But you wanted to talk fruit trees today.
Yeah. So the way my fruit tree program works, this is my 18th year of teaching people about fruit trees, is in the fall of every year, starting the first Saturday of September, we launch our annual fruit tree program, and it's an education program. And we do online classes, we do in-person classes, we do pre-recorded classes. Basically, my goal is to get people educated about fruit trees. You can come and take the fruit tree classes, and I offer multiple different kinds. If you go to urbanfruittree.org, you can download a series of emails that teaches you about fruit trees and how to interact with fruit trees. And then you have an opportunity to purchase some fruit trees. So my fruit tree program is education first, and then you get your fruit trees from us if you so choose. And those fruit trees come in January and February. So then I run the Urban Farm pop-up tree nursery for 3 weekends, usually in January, and 3 in February. So we're open a total of 12 to 14 days in January, February, and early March.
So where is your pop-up nursery happen during those few days?
I have a really cool warehouse that I rent near 7th Street in Highland. So it's really centrally located, and people can come when they come to get their fruit trees. They have all the supplements that you need to add to your tree, the materials to plant them with, the soils, that kind of stuff. We provide it all along with the education. And this year I'm really excited. I am writing I'm going to call it a manifesto. It's going to look like a book on everything fruit trees, how to plant them, how to prune them, so on and so on.
And you work with some of the premier names in fruit tree grafting for your supplies. You've got Dave Wilson's, you got Ellie Locke.
Ellie Cook. Very good. Yep. And then for citrus, we work with Sunset Citrus Nursery. They're down in Yuma. Really great people down there.
And Julie, how many citrus trees are in Yuma?
I'm going to have to consult with my citrus individuals, but one of the things that I like to kind of highlight about Greg is the passion that he has and how he really helps the urban so-called farmer, and that can be any of us, really get into it, and it's very popular. When we published that one article that was highlighting your first weekend event in September, I was amazed at how many people went to that article, something like 300 to 400 people hit that link. So
nice.
Very popular.
Yeah. Now I'm going to put you on the spot, Greg.
Please.
Let's say I only have room for 5 trees.
Yeah.
And I want something as close to year round as I can get for harvest.
Ah,
doesn't have to all be citrus. Doesn't have to be nuts.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't all have to be stone fruits. Uh-huh. What's my best harvest combination for having something year round?
Very good question. I've not had that question before. So let's start in December, January.
Okay.
That's when the citrus is ripe. So pick your 3 favorite citrus.
Okay. You want me to?
2 or 3 favorites. No, just for the listeners.
Okay.
Pick your 2 or 3 favorite citrus.
Lemon, orange, grapefruit.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. And check their ripening times. So there are varieties of lemons that ripen at one particular time of year in the winter, and lemons that ripen at another time. So you want to check your ripening times. So I would plant 2 or 3 citrus, and they usually ripen from end of November to May. So the nice thing about citrus is they stay on the tree for a long time. So that covers our citrus in the wintertime. Only pick the ones you love. Only pick the ones you love. So you're planting what you love to eat. And then I'm going to go a little more than 5.
Okay.
But in March, we have this absolutely incredible Pakistani mulberry. The mulberries, it's the most incredible berry. They're usually about 3 inches long. It's highly prolific. They ripen in March. In May and June, peaches, apricots, and apples. And there are varieties of all three of those that ripen during that period of time. And then August, July, August, September is really hard because it's so dang hot. In fact, I just, you know, I tell people to take a vacation from gardening then. And then
that's what your canning's for.
that's what your canning's for. And then pomegranates are great for the fall. So there you go. There's as close to year-round as we can get.
No nuts in there?
You know what? Here's the thing about nuts, and I'll do it quickly. You can buy organic, any kind of nuts that you want at the grocery store 12 months a year. They're hard to grow. They're lots of water. They're hard to harvest. It's like, just buy them at the grocery store.
When you talk
store.
About your 80% sustainability, that 20 is the nuts fall under the 20, not
yeah.
you.
So yeah,
not,
grow the fruit.
The tree nuts here in Arizona are the pecans and the pistachios. We do a great job all over state, mm-hmm. but especially Cochise County. So, Greg, you're right. Just buy them from the store because you're probably buying them from an Arizona farmer.
Yay.
Or Green Valley pecans.
Yeah, Green Valley pecans. One of the biggest pecan growers in the nation.
Mr. Greg Peterson, we appreciate it. When we get back, we're going to talk more trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, talking getting our evergreens ready for the little, hopefully, frost.
Yep.